With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Fallen Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad has been granted political asylum in Russia, according to the Kremlin. Meanwhile, there are questions about terrorist ties among members of the rebel alliance now in charge in Damascus. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin admits the fall of Assad caught the U.S. off guard.
I think the entire international community was surprised to see that the opposition forces moved as quickly as they did. And everybody expected to see a much more stiff resistance from Assad's forces.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the situation in Syria will only aggravate the unrest throughout the Middle East.
So you have a region that is up in arms already with the wars against Israel, but of course the ISIS peace, you know, in Iraq, and this civil war has been going on for 14 years, and now it's just going to, quite frankly, become far more confusing than it's been.
U.S. airstrikes have hit ISIS camps in central Syria, while Israel has bombed suspected chemical weapons sites in Syria. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump defending his tariffs threat.
Trump told NBC's Meet the Press that tariffs are going to make us rich, but he also said he couldn't guarantee that U.S. households won't end up paying higher prices for goods. Many economists predict that added costs on imported goods would lead to higher prices, but the president-elect said he didn't believe those predictions.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police divers have been in New York City's Central Park Lake looking for the gun used in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The hunt for the gunman is now in its sixth day. This is SRN News. Transgender activist sees a bathroom on Capitol Hill.
It happened last week in the Cannon House office building. Nearly a score of protesters conducted a sit-in inside a women's restroom to protest plans to keep men out. The next Congress will include Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, who is a man living as a woman. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says neither McBride nor any other man will be allowed to use women's bathrooms or locker rooms on the Hill. The protesters were arrested by police. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Guey will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association, despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guey, who is a Christian, wrote, "I love Jesus," on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. Meanwhile, Manchester United has given up plans for its players to wear rainbow uniforms. This is SRN News. Someone's paid what could be a record price for a pair of slippers, but these aren't just any slippers.
A pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz has sold for $28 million.
There's no place like home.
Heritage Auctions had estimated the ruby slippers would sell for $3 million. Within minutes, bidding tripled that amount. Then phone bidders volleyed back and forth for 15 minutes. With the auction house fee, the winning bidder will pay $32.5 million. That buyer is unknown. The Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, had made a play for the shoes and says it is not the winning bidder. The shoes were on loan to the museum when they were stolen in 2005. The FBI recovered them in 2018. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
On Wall Street, stocks modestly lower. The Dow is down 22 points, while the NASDAQ is off 68, and the S&P 17 points lower. More details at SRNNews.com.